Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from early this evening. The currently running revival of The Who's Tommy will play its final Broadway performance on July 21st at the Niederlander Theater. The rock opera started off strong at the box office, but ticket sales dwindled as the weeks went by amongst a crowded spring slate of productions. It scored mostly positive reviews, but was only nominated for one Tony this year. Based on the concept album of the same name, Tommy, directed by Des McAnuff and choreographed by Lauren Lotero, follows a traumatized young boy who develops a gift for pinball and gains a cult following. The lead producers on the project are Stephen Gabriel and Ira Pittleman. It was capitalized for $15.7 million, which will not be recouped. Tommy will embark on a national tour launching in the fall of 2025 in Providence, Rhode Island. Casting and a full itinerary with exact dates will be announced in due time. At the time of its Broadway closing, Tommy will have played 20 previews and 132 regular performances. The new play, Cult of Love, written by Leslie Headland, will open on Broadway this fall at the Helen Hayes Theater, run by the nonprofit Second Stage. The play had a previous production at Berkeley Rep in California earlier this year. Headland, the creator of Star Wars The Acolyte, will be making her Broadway debut. Per Playbill, the show follows the four adult children of the Doll family and their partners as they return home for a rocky holiday gathering. Casting for Cult of Love will be announced later. First preview is set for November 20th before December 12th opening night. It will play a limited run. In casting news, the eight West End leads of The Hills of California by Jez Butterworth will transfer with the production to Broadway. Laura Donnelly, Leanne Best, Ophelia Lovabond, Helena Wilson, Nancy Alsup, Sophia Alley, Lara McDonnell, and Nicola Turner will all reprise their London roles. Full casting will be announced later. As previously announced, The Hills of California, directed by Sam Mendes, will begin previews September 11th at the Broadhurst Theater and open on September 29th for a limited engagement. Tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern at telecharge.com. Damson Chola Jr. and Gretchen Shope were the big winners at last night's Jimmy Awards, hosted by Josh Groban at the Minskoff Theater. Spotlighting the best and brightest of High School Musical theater performers across the country, the ceremony was presented in two acts. According to Playbill, the first act is a series of performances with all 102 nominees, including large group numbers and character medleys, where small groups of students each sing a segment as the character they were nominated for portraying back at home. For Act 2, a panel of judges select eight finalists, all of whom receive scholarships. Other awards accompanied by a scholarship are also presented to nominees, such as Best Dancer and Best Performance in an Ensemble. Finalists then advance to perform a solo song that they spent the week perfecting with coaches and mentors. Finally, the judges choose the two winners for Best Performance by an Actor and Actress, with a $25,000 scholarship for both performers. All of the nominees rehearsed with multiple industry professionals in New York City for a week before the big night. Chola from Cleburne, Texas, brought the house down with his rendition of Make Them Hear You from Ragtime in the latter act. He will be attending Carnegie Mellon University. Shope, hailing from Midland, Michigan, sang The Music That Makes Me Dance from Funny Girl. She plans to attend Wright State University as a double major. Congratulations to both individuals. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending June 23rd. This marks the first week we are able to see the effects of the Tony Awards, recently held on June 16th. Almost every one of the 32 running Broadway shows experienced a noticeable bump. The Tony winners in particular went soaring. Merrily We Roll Along, the winner of Best Revival of a Musical, brought in $2.17 million, the highest intake of its run. It made over $2 million for just the second time in its twice-extended limited engagement. It plays its final performance July 7th at the Hudson Theater. Stereophonic, recipient of the most Tonys of any production last season, joined the Million Dollar Club for the first time at the John Golden Theater, one of Broadway's smaller houses. Newly crowned Best Musical winner The Outsiders enjoyed its highest weekly intake so far at $1.3 million at the Bernard B. Jacobs. Appropriate, winner of Best Revival of a Play, took took in the second highest total of its brief run at the Belasco, and that comes despite its star, Sarah Paulson, who won a Tony herself last week for Best Lead Actress in a Play, missing half the week due to illness. It closes next week. As previously announced, An Enemy of the People set one last box office record at Circle in the Square Theater with over $1.54 million in the bank. They played their final performance on Sunday, as did the new play Patriots and the Huey Lewis jukebox musical The Heart of Rock and Roll. Despite Broadway's cumulative gross only rising by 2% with attendance totals down 4%, a whopping 19 shows reached seven figures last week, while 23 played to at least 90% capacity houses. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.